Now, we here at KYW, we are all about community, and it's the holy month of Ramadan, and Muslims around the world are fasting, reflecting, and giving. And a Philadelphia area nonprofit battling Islamophobia is stepping up and reaching out. Here to discuss their efforts is our Patriot Home Care Changemaker, Care Philadelphia Executive Committee President, Muhammad Zubeiru. Welcome to Flashpoint, Muhammad.
Thank you, Sherry, for having me so much. I feel like I should be here with the executive committee, but you know, we're obviously a team, and so, but I'm happy to be on the show.
Wonderful. So CARE does a lot of great work. Please explain your mission.
CARE Philadelphia is the local branch of CARE, and we are a civil rights organization that was established primarily to combat Islamophobia and a lot of the negative stereotypes that are out there in the media against Muslims, but then also to do a lot of education. We do a lot of work in the interfaith space as well. We're here to promote a positive view of the religion and Muslims in general.
Yeah. What does CARE stand for?
CARE stands for Council on American Islamic Relations.
Wonderful. How has the pandemic impacted your efforts?
As a civil rights organization, as you know, civil rights organizations are boots on the ground, meeting people, interacting. And so when you have a pandemic like the one that we're going through right now, getting out to meet people is very challenging. One of the things that the staff has stepped up and done beautifully during the course of the last year is to take a lot of that online. For well over a year now, we've been working virtually. The staff has been working from their homes, and we've created a lot of online content in the form of webinars and workshops. So it's been an adjustment, especially in the fundraising realm. 2 or 3 days prior to our annual fundraising, which is where we get most of our annual revenue from, we had to cancel it last year and this year. So we've been impacted, you know, by having to change the way that we work, but then also, you know, the fundraising challenges that have come along with the pandemic.
Yeah. And so you all are using the holy month of Ramadan to issue a challenge. What is it?
Yes. So the Muslim month of Ramadan, for those that don't know, is our month of fasting, and it is our holiest month. It's the month that we were taught that the Quran was sent down to earth by God. And, you know, one of the five pillars of Islam is actually charity, zakat. So we took it upon ourselves and the executive committee to issue a challenge to match people that donate to the organization in the month. We also believe that every good act that you do during the month of Ramadan is multiplied by hundreds. And so, you know, what better time to reach into your pocket and give and have that that giving multiplied not only by God, but also by the matching donations that are featured in the challenge.
Let's dig in. I mean, you're raising money for a good cause. Have you seen the work that you do, the need for the work that you do increase over the past year or so?
So I think it's important for us to state that, you know, as a civil rights organization, not only do we stand against Muslim hate, you know, we stand against all hate. And things like the Asian hate campaign, that's something that we stand against, you know, the unjust practices of certain police against certain groups. So the answer to your question is, you know, during the pandemic, yes, we have seen an increase of events that we stand against and wish to protect people against.
Yeah. And so how can people help? I mean, because I've known and had, you know, interactions with CARE over the years, because we dealt with a big bout of Islamophobia a few years ago. But then we saw over the past several years, an uptick in hate crimes. We saw what was happening in the Asian American community. We've seen across the country police killings of unarmed Black and brown people. And so, you know, people are working to end this hate, and you guys are on the ground doing that. And so how can people support that effort?
So if you go to pa.care, that's CAIR.com, there are many avenues to give on that page. We also take checks if you'd like to, you know, send it to our address as well. And our address is also on the website. For Muslims, it is what we call zakat eligible. Zakat is the obligation that Muslims have to give a certain percentage of their wealth on an annual basis. I guess it's sort of like similar to tithing, although ours is giving 2% of your net worth on an annual basis. And it is also tax deductible as well. So you can hit a lot of birds with that one gift.
Wonderful. Any final thoughts as we wrap up?
Yes, very important. We have a youth podcast that's coming up. It's called Faithadelphia, spearheaded by the youth amongst our team. And we also have a joint podcast, Caring and Engaging, that we do with MGage and Care Philadelphia. So if you would stay tuned for those and please tune in. The work that we do is really important. There is a need today and going forward for civil rights organizations like us. And, you know, whether you can give financially or give of your time or even just support the causes. We have in Islam, there's a teaching that says that it's actually a quote from the Quran, and I'm going to paraphrase it. It says, you know, if you see a wrong, fix it with your hand. If you can't fix it with your hand, speak up against it. If you can't speak up against it, then just, you know, wish against it in your heart. That is the weakest of faith. I would leave you with those last words.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much to Mohammed Zubairu. I appreciate you and all the work that CARE does. Please be sure to donate. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Sherry. We appreciate it.
That's it for Flashpoint. Follow us on Twitter. Our handle is Flashpoint Show. And since we always wrap it up with a quote, here's one from Mark Twain. Kindness is language the deaf can hear and the blind can see. The show was produced by Ariane Fulcher and me, your host, Cherry Gregg. Flashpoint is sponsored by the Gift of Life Donor Program. Organ donors save lives. Until next week, thanks for listening.